for multiple times. We want you to think of Perimeter as your home, certainly while you're here, and more generally. It really is a home for theoretical physics. It's trying to be a rather unusual place where people are exceptionally honest about the limitations, especially, of existing approaches. And, you know, we all try here to be humble seekers after the truth. And that means that means respecting other people's views and opinions. And I think the topic of the workshop is very appropriate to make that comment, because people get very heated about the beginning of the universe. Probably the thing about which we know the least. So the amount of controversy is usually inversely proportional to the actual amount of certainty. We hope this workshop is going to be a lot of fun. We're a small group. Hey, Lewis. We just became larger. I didn't mean to describe so I think we're going to see lots of different perspectives, lots of different points of view. Hi, Laurent. Please come in. You see, people are not sure whether what we do makes any sense at all, so it's not clear it's worth their time to be here. But I hope this workshop will be really fun. People will listen to each other. I think it's very clear that nobody has all the answers in this field. We should gently try to encourage each other to develop our ideas further. With a clear view, in my opinion, that some of them, well, it's obvious, some of them are going to turn out to be wrong, if not all of them. Okay. And the objective is to identify those logical contradictions and sharpen them to the point where we really know some approaches have failed. Not just observationally, but theoretically. That's the job of theoretical physicists, is to close avenues as much as to open them. But you know, the way we do that is not by confrontation, not by loud disagreement. It's by gently hinting and gently persuading people that perhaps this is not the best direction to go. I must say, you know, when I can't sleep at night, I read stuff. And what I particularly like to read is the Enlightenment philosophers, so Descartes, Spinoza, all these people. And they're absolutely wonderful to read. And David Hume is my favorite. They're wonderful to read, I strongly recommend it, because they were countering incredible dogma at that time, right? The church was very powerful in society. And they had to very, very gently raise the question, you know, what are we certain of? Should we actually believe dogma, or is it leading in the wrong direction? And they did it in the most beautiful and gentle way you could imagine. They had to, because their life was in danger. We're very fortunate that today we're not in that situation, but I think we should adopt the same tactics. We could learn a lot from them. So in that spirit, I hope we have a wonderful workshop. We gently try to persuade each other of our misguided ways when we're misguided. And we all accept that none of us has all the answers. But nevertheless, something is drawing us to this field, something very, very important. I mean, we are the luckiest generation in history, because we have more clues about the universe than anyone had before us, way more clues. And they're pointing us at very profound paradoxes in basic physics. So, you know, we should count ourselves lucky, we should count ourselves friends, and our best hope is that one of those among us, or someone else who listens to us, will put 1 + 1 together and make a real compelling theory, which ultimately turns out to be right. So in that spirit, let me acknowledge Stefan, who's actually done all the work to put this workshop together. And Stefan is going to explain the logistics and the plan that we'll come up with. So thanks again for coming.
All right, so welcome from me as well. It's great to see all of you. It's going to be a very exciting workshop, I believe, on a topic that is attracting a lot of interest and is also very strongly represented at Perimeter. So, you've all managed to find the Bob room, which I think is the biggest challenge for me physically. So, good to see all of you here. I believe that all of the invited speakers have been PI default, so probably you don't really need too much explanation for how things work. The lunch will be, I think, on the second floor, so we're going to have a separate area in the bistro. And I think you all have no problem finding lunch. The program is basically has two parts essentially for each day. So there's a morning session and the first afternoon session where we have all the invited talks. So that would be fairly standard workshop format. And then for the second part of the afternoon, you will see in the program it just says discussion session 4 to 6. First of all, the thing to keep in mind is that would be in a different room. That would be in Sky Room. So that's sort of in a new part of the building, sort of that corner, one floor down, so third floor. Any problems finding that? Ask any of the locals, most of the people here are actually local, I think. And Skyrim is better for discussion, and the idea that we have is that there will be short presentations by the locals, basically, essentially. So some of us will give 10-minute presentations on one idea that is connected to this bigger question of the balance. And then hopefully that will encourage some discussion. So rather than having more talks with slides and all the technical details, we really want to have as much discussion as possible. Should I introduce?
At the end of that session,
yes.
Have a discussion on all the day's talks.
That's the idea, yeah. So hopefully this will not take up the whole 2 hours, and then we should have some open discussion as well. That's right. Should mention that. Anything else? So the questions, that's right. So that's
there's a conference dinner tomorrow night.
Yes, that's right. So we have a conference dinner tomorrow night. It's going to be a barbecue. The weather is not that amazing, but it's good enough for a barbecue.
It's good for
Waterloo. So, yes, good for Waterloo. And, right, so these are the questions. So the idea is really that, given that we all share this kind of general idea that there should be a balance, perhaps in the universe replacing the singular Big Bang, that's good, but then in all the details, we typically seem to disagree, and there seem to be a lot of different approaches. So the idea was to really focus the discussion in some way by putting together a list of questions that are really, for us, the basic questions that are really connected to the meaning of this.
Should we all believe that there should be a balance, or could somebody be here?
So, certainly the people who speak at the meeting will have something to say, yes, in favor of the balance.
Okay.
The audience, of course, can disagree on everything. So there was an earlier version of this question, which is this one, and now there's a new one, which is sort of updated and also reflects some of the input from you. So this list and the list over there, they're the same. Just wrote them down here. And we're just going to keep them here on these boards, so please don't touch these questions if you use a board. And for the audience, this is just for the speakers, it's just a focus point to remind us of what the main questions should be. So one of the big questions here is really that if we have a balance, it implies some kind of new physics, certainly beyond just GR's model. Usual accepted physics, so what is this new physics? And do we have observational signature? Are there general principles underlying this new theory? And what can we say about singularity resolution for the perturbations and the background? This is basically the first block in some sense. Then here it's just a general question of whether a classical picture, even for the background, for the Friedmann universe, makes any sense. if we do cosmology and biology, so should we really quantize everything? And if so, how? And the big question of initial conditions, which is, I guess, one of the big controversies in this whole field, and then the more positive one, which came from Mary, which was common features. Can we find some common ground, perhaps, to approaches, and perhaps can we even classify them? So, are there any questions about the format, anything organizational? Anything else? Because if not, we should start with the actual program. Questions? Okay, so I hope these are legible even from the back. Right, so then let's get started.